sets. And so, you know, you see Jones and the kosher kind of alternative media nationalist conspiracy gang all throwing McMaster under the bus, and he's firing basically Jews out of the NSA. They're trying to say that he's secretly a jihadi and he's a Wahhabi and he loves Iran and the rest of it. But he's like, but I'm like, wait a minute. This guy could be protecting the United States against what we all know is Israeli penetration into all of our most sensitive security apparatuses out here. So I'm like, look, when you see Cernovich and Jones and all these people turning on McMaster for firing Jewish patriots out of the NSA, it's like, wait a minute, are these Sinem? Are these Mossad, Amman type of penetrators into our system? Or is McMaster a bad guy? I don't know. But it's very interesting, okay? Mr. Producer, get clip 20 ready. You're going to love this, folks. Now, this is Jones. I heard him the other day on the radio. I'm like, holy cow, this guy's calling for the United States to nuke North Korea. I mean, wild stuff. Mr. Producer, hit clip 20.
North Korea was left there as a strategic detonator used by all sides as the crisis between India and China escalates and as they openly threaten war with each other. But at InfoWars.com is the headline. Two of Britain's biggest newspapers tell the public to prepare for nuclear war and to find their local fallout shelter. I'm not saying I think this is going to happen. I have four children. I don't want war with North Korea. But if he preemptively fires weapons and attacks somebody, he has to be decapitated quickly. And Russia and China have to be told in no uncertain terms, do not get involved in this when we do this. And they've been signaling they're going to stand down, but don't want it to happen. I don't want it to happen either. But if we go to war, it's got to be regime change, and it's got to be devastating. And it, ladies and gentlemen, we can't conventionally take on North Korea. They've got million-plus man brainwashed army. I'd say it's 20 times worse than Iraq. Cult-like following. They will attack 100,000 pieces of artillery. Katusha rockets, the whole nine yards. You're going to have to hit them with nuclear weapons. And I've talked to a bunch of experts. They agree. They're going to have to hit the entire DMZ with not just conventional, but high-powered atomic weapons, hydrogen bombs, you name it. They can roll out the radiation weapons, directed energy weapons. They've got high-powered ones that will kill whole cities. And I'm sad for the slaves in North Korea, but if that's what's going to happen, we're still at war with North Korea. So coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to walk through all of this, the latest. Now's the time to be praying. Now's the time to be praying because deep state is manipulating. Steve Pachinik's been to North Korea many times. He's been involved as one of the undersecretaries of state in Asia with the State Department and the CIA, obviously. And he's going to come on. Right, he knows some of the top generals.
Now, here's another one. This Rich Higgins character that was fired. Clip 17, Mr. Producer, get that queued up. Now, this is what's crazy. This guy was the guy fired by McMaster as well. Another one. He wrote an article, basically talks about the far left and globalists and Islam coming together as a management system. Now, here's one for you to start a hashtag if you're a Twitter person. And I thought about this one when I see Linda Sarsour, when I see the Antifas, when I see all this far-left weirdos bootlicking the jihadi, Wahhabi, Salafist, Takfiri Islamic gang, and you see this kind of weird, strange bedfellow relationship between the biggest turds in the Islamic community with the biggest turds in our community, the Antifa, left, commie, Bernie Sanders, bike lock, weirdos, joined at the hip. And we saw this coming together in Ferguson right here. Some of these Palestinian and pro-black, blah, 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 they're all getting together. It's just like a big far-left communist Islamic, you know, crap show. I made up a term, and I don't know if somebody else made this up or not. Communislam. Instead of communism, communislam. Now, we've seen this with Muslim Brotherhood. A lot of people say that, you know, the Marxists and the Muslim Brotherhood, some of the Baathists, and, you know, like Saddam and Assad, they said that they were like Marxists and they were secular and they were like against a religious element of Islam, but they still used it kind of as a management system for the people. Communislam. Instead of communism, communislam, because basically the Zio communists are using Islam as basically the battering ram, as Frank talked about, against basically host populations, especially in basically majority European stock nations. Okay, so communislam, that's the new hashtag. Start it. I'll tweet it out in a minute, and I've been waiting till tonight. I got on the air, but I thought of this. I was doing some, you know, thinking. I was like, yeah, communist Islam, that's what it really is. They're using compromised elements of Islam and communism, Zio, you know, Kosher Nostra communism, melding them together against basically your free white majority nations, communist Islam. There it is. Okay, so great word. I created it, I think. If somebody else created it, I didn't see it. It came out of my mind, but whatever. So let's see here. Let's do this. Oh, clip 17. That's right. Rich Higgins, the guy that was another one that was fired by McMaster. Okay, but listen for the psyop here. This is what's interesting. I don't trust this Higgins guy. Because you'll, and I'll explain after we play it. Let's do 17.
Oh, here's the first clip of Rich Higgins. There's only one interview with this guy from Daily Caller. We're playing parts of it with credit here, obviously. And we're going to get him on the next few weeks as soon as he's done with his wedding he's having. But let's go ahead and go to Rich Higgins. Here it is.
The day of the Orlando attacks at the Pulse nightclub, my sister-in-law, who's from Florida originally, called me up. She had friends who had hung out there in years previously. And for the second time, she now lives in Boston. For the second time, she had been touched by terrorism directly. Where the Boston Marathon bombing, you know, she had been proximate to it at the time the bombing took place. She wasn't actually affected by it, but you know, it was just close to home. And then for her to see the second, and she called me up and she asked me, Rich, are you doing everything you can do? Do people really understand this? And I guess with a little bit of self-reflection and introspection, I recognize that, you know, I do have a unique vantage point from the positions I've occupied in the past and my skill baseline to go forward and hopefully provide for the public and really our policymakers and our politicians an alternative approach.
So why are you coming forward now to talk about this, and why do you care?
2016, from the enemy strategic vantage point, is a pivot year. What we've seen in San Bernardino and Orlando, just this morning, the statistics. In 2016, 1,200 people have been killed outside of Iraq and Syria by operations ISIS is conducting. We're going to continue to see the growth in their kinetic attacks. And I think our fixation on the kinetic attacks draws us away from the strategic perspective we actually have to this. Understanding there's a political apparatus behind what's actually transpiring in the world.
All right, go ahead and stop it there.
Because of the death.
Okay, so now the Jones, Cernovich, this whole kind of completely compromised, you know, big wigs in the big fish in the pond, new media, new right. Okay, so this guy mentions the Boston bombing. He mentions Orlando, and he mentions San Bernardino, all like they are organic, real terror attacks, okay? So Jones is lionizing this guy because he gets fired by McMaster for writing basically a white paper, I guess you would say, for government high-level consumption. So this is the story. McMaster fires this guy because he doesn't like the fact that this guy is exposing the jihadis and the globalists together, blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, wait a minute. This guy's sitting here trying to spew the BS that Orlando, San Bernardino, and Boston are terrorist hits rather than false flag operations. So the false flag master, Jones, he doesn't cover the fact that that this guy talks about three operations that all of us that basically do even surface research into these three, San Bernardino, freaking Boston, and Orlando, were all basically synthetic terror operations run by, you know, probably Alphabet Agency, Deep State, maybe some of the external Mossad, Amman types, MI6, whatever. They're all Rothschild, basically central banker intelligence, Vatican, the rest of them, all, you know, pedophile intelligence networks, pedophile enforcement apparatus intelligence networks. I mean, but I'm supposed to lionize this Rich Higgins guy when he's sitting here telling me the BS surface narrative? I don't think so. And so here's another one we have to play. And this is Jones with this MTV, one of the original MTV VJs, Adam Curry, who runs No Agenda talk radio. You know, you can find that on TuneIn or wherever, No Agenda. So this has been around for a while. They call him the podcast father. Okay, he's the guy, the father of the podcast, all this. But here's what's interesting. Clip 23, Mr. Producer, get this one ready. Now, this one brings, when I was listening to this, I was like, holy crap. This brings the shades of Dave McGowan's research and Laurel Canyon stuff, Jim Morrison with his pop being high-level naval intelligence, Adam Curry with the MTV. Okay, when it first came, and MTV half screwed my mind as a kid. I was around when MTV first went on the air, okay? How the CIA director said we own everybody of any significance or importance in the media, okay? Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead being an asset of intelligence and so forth. Now, this is Adam Curry with Alex Jones. Let's hit the first part of clip 23 and listen to this.
A little background. My uncle is Donald Gregg, and I don't know if you remember who he is, but he was the ambassador to South Korea for several years.
Yes.
He was George H. Walker Bush's national security advisor, longtime CIA guy from the OSS days. And he's now in his mid-80s and known as Uncle Don to me. And when Rodman was going over there, I had a chance to sit down with my uncle and talk to him and say, what is going on? And he gave me 2 hours of, I'm sure he didn't tell me everything because he could never do that. You never leave the CIA. The first thing he said was, Dennis Rodman knows more about North Korea than anyone in government. And that's coming from a guy who has been to North Korea 5 times in the last 6 years.
Just how insane and quirky and weird it is.
Well, not really. See, first of all, as you correctly said earlier, we have an armistice with North Korea. The war never ended, just a truce. We're not going to shoot anything, anybody. All they want is to be seen as a full-fledged player on the international scale. And that has been denied for one reason, well, 2 reasons. The military-industrial complex, whenever we need sales to South Korea or in that region, oh, we have all kinds of problems. Oh, they have miniaturized nukes. Oh.
So it's a trigger point.
And then we sell. Now, we've been trying to sell the new President Park. It had been very difficult. He didn't want any missile defense. We, of course, want missile defense there to keep our eye on China. North Korea is not suicidal. I also don't think the president's words meant nuclear war. I love the words he chose.
Fury
and fire. And it
conjures. Fury is like a really hot Valkyrie of war, isn't it?
It conjures up images. He didn't say we're going to nuke
there, Mr. Producer. And then forward to 39:55. Now, fury and fire. Both words start with the sixth letter of the alphabet, F and F, six and six, on the regular English gematria. I don't know if that means anything. Fury and fire of such that the world has never seen. So he's not even talking about nuclear stuff. Is he talking about like the rod of God technology? Now, the flat earthers aren't going to believe that we have – rod of God up there. But I remember I covered with Fetzer probably a year ago when China, where they got the sites of the big supercomputers, they got hit all of a sudden by some interesting, let's just say, phenomena. I don't know. Look, I go back and forth between this stuff. It's just interesting, the Rod of God stuff, where space-based weapons, other people believe that that's impossible, that you can't have them. Believe what you want, folks. But let's listen to the second part. Now, this one is about – this is what's interesting about – so he starts off saying OSS and my uncle CIA, and this guy just ends up being an MTV VJ, one of the original guys. I wonder if his uncle's profession had anything to do with him becoming an MTV VJ. Just saying. But now this part is interesting because he actually mentions the Kalergi plan about the refugee crisis in Africa. And I this pricked my ear. I was like, oh, now Rob Dew, one of Jones's original guys, he did a whole short segment on the Kalergi plan and actually talked about the nomenclature and the words itself. This was probably about a year ago. But let's listen to the second part, Mr. Producer, at 39:55. We got it. Clip 39:53, 55.
And then what's the cultural deal with bringing in the most radical, battle-hardened males? while you're attacking and stirring up Islam and putting radicals in, then why do you then flood Europe with military-age men running around like pirate ships docking?
That's different. That is part of the Kalergi plan. I don't know if you've ever heard of that Kalergi plan. And this they still give out awards, the Kalergi award for furthering the European Union. Merkel won that recently.
They want to expand that into the Middle East.
Well, and the idea is to create a uniform. It literally calls for people who look like Egyptians, brown, and that's happening. I mean, I grew up in Amsterdam, and I saw the transition. First, it was Turkish, and then Moroccan, and now we have, you know, second, third generation kids born in the Netherlands, and people just start to become browns. You know, the culture kind of flow, the whole multicultural society. That was the idea, is to have a big mass of people, bring in people who can do the work that the old people, the whitish people, the Europeans as we know them, don't want to do, and slowly create a big, and I'm not making this up, and this is not, you know, not conspiracy.
Well, Peter Sutherland's the head of the EU, now the head of their cultural enrichment program, Open Borders, that's what they actually call it, said we've got to end Europe being white. But here's the thing. They even want to get rid of the culture of big, beautiful buildings and juries and property. I mean, they're bringing in the Muslims because they want to make it authoritarian.
Yes, and that's what the elites always want to do. They want to make sure that people, you know, are quiet, docile, and don't steal their stuff and just go along with the program.
And the elites, they're never going to have their...
You can stop it there. Now, get the next clip ready, Mr. Producer, at 22 seconds, clip 24. Now, think about this, and I don't know if I covered this last week or not. The influx into... European stock nations, I'll just put it that way, the low IQ influx, okay, the barbaric kind of backward influx. Now, I see so many people want to throw like Arabic, Pakistani Muslims and so forth under the bus as being, oh my God, these Muslim invaders. But look, the large swaths of the invaders are sub-Saharan Africans. They're black. Okay? They're the lowest IQ people basically on the planet. And so don't fall into that whole thing about the Muslim invasion, Syrian rep. No. Look at the boats. These are black people from sub-Saharan Africa. Okay? And the reason is they want them, the basically the lowest IQs to come in and breed with these high IQ women in Western Europe and so forth and so on, and therefore diminish the IQ. This is a management scheme. We have to realize this. And it's not because anybody's racist or anything. It's called realism. It's just called, you know, it's called looking at the data. It's called just straight data extrapolation is all it is. Now, think about this with John Adams. The Constitution was designed for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. So you bring in all the low IQ people, people with a foreign mindset, all this. What's going to be the end? It's going to be bigger government. It's going to be more totalitarian control because you're going to have knucklehead. I mean, we got enough knuckleheads that are Americans, third and fourth, fifth generation. They're all strung out on opioids. They're all strung out on methamphetamine. They're all strung out on booze, whatever. So now you're going to absorb a bunch of people from places where they're living in huts and they crap in the streets. What do you think is going to happen? And this is all by design, by the sick managers of this whole system. But let's do the last part, clip 24. This is about this invasion into Spain recently. Let's hit clip 24.
Up there and you'll see the pictures of the hordes of sub-Saharan black Africans who had broken through a checkpoint, in a Spanish checkpoint. You'll see the pictures. There are others. I want you to look at these people. I want you to consider the scientific fact. It's not something I want. It is that these people have IQs of around 60. Their entire culture is one of essentially violence, death, rape, constant breeding, and worse. Now they're being used by George Soros and the international elite, the globalists, in the Zionist invasion and destruction of Europe. Germany, smaller than the state of Texas, about half the size of the state of Texas, has now something like 22% of its population represented by people like this and Muslims from the Middle East. These are not Syrian refugees. That's a lie. It's constantly used. It's a lie. Pictures don't lie. These are rapists in waiting, gang rapists, killers, and I'll repeat this again because I care deeply about the human species and certainly about women as much as I do men. A woman who is raped by these, I won't insult the animal world, the subhumans, is essentially a dead woman. Part of her soul dies. She never recovers. I can't speak from experience. Well, I can speak from common sense, and I read a lot. I think that the punishment for any of these subhumans who rape and are guilty should be immediately castration and execution. Immediate. No anesthetics, nothing. Anyone involved in a sexual attack, short of rape, immediate castration and deportation. The world can't tolerate this. The world will not continue to exist as these subhumans continue to breed, and now they're being used to invade. You saw the pictures 2 days ago where a big raft of these...
Well, go ahead and stop it there, Mr. Producer, and forward it to 1952. Well, that's Jeff Rentz Friday night basically going straight for the jugular. And I just happened to be off Friday night, and I was listening, all you can say to that is, wow, this is hardcore, and this is where we're at. You got this going on. You got Charlottesville, and everybody's whining about white supremacists. When you got this happening to our ancestral homelands in Europe, really? And I know that there was a bunch of weird government Psy warfare cocktailed with this, but it's just crazy. Now, the second part of this is Dr. Leonard Caldwell, and he's talking about the naturopaths getting whacked. And I'm gonna probably, let's see, I think I'm gonna end with this, but I'm gonna play this, and let's play this, and then I'll make a comment, and then Mr. Producer, I'll let you I'll let you get off the air. So let's play this one.
Now, look at the fact, when I was on last time, 70 of my colleagues in America, naturopathic, holistic doctors, were killed. We are now at the point of 133 naturopathic doctors are killed in America that work holistically and with natural medicine.
You never now, hear it. It's all,
there
it's
are
all
doctors
hidden.
Doctors in Miami that have, like the banks,
yeah,
security people in uniform in their waiting rooms.
Oh,
so I'm just looking at this. Famous holistic MD dead, patients on staff shock, and that's just happened. Then a week ago, a holistic doctor and his wife were really, really happy people, jumped out of the 12th floor, out of the window, and committed suicide.
Right.
Another doctor shot himself twice in the head, in the back of the head.
Mm-hmm. And these are just holistic practitioners.
They are all holistic practitioners. It started out with Dr. Bradstreet in Florida, who figured out about the GCMAF, the macrophage activating factor, and the nagalase that's been injected into little children with vaccination, which stops the body from being able to recognize cancer. Macrophage activating factors creating the macrophages who eat, basically they eat the cancer cells so that
right,
they cannot multiply.
Right. They're the soldier cells, macrophage, got it, yep.
And nagalase is a chemical camouflage that they send out that the body doesn't know that they are there, so they can grow. That's why black salva and things like this, you put them on breast cancer and the breast cancer falls off in 3 weeks after a lot of pain and infection, because all the stuff does is telling the body here is something, it doesn't belong there. It creates an artificial inflammation and the body deals with it. But until then, the nagalase was protecting the cancerous growth. And that's what they give children with the vaccines. And Dr. Bradstreet in Florida has documented that the children do not have nagalase in their system until the first round of vaccination. Dr. Bradstreet had two autistic children, one physical, one stepchild, both turned autistic after vaccination. So he went after that after vaccination and documented this, and also documented that GC, macrophage activating factor, can cure autism, which he cured autistic children with.
Wow.
That's why he was found in a river as a medical doctor, shot in the chest. So, of course, it was suicide, and then he drug himself into the river that nobody really finds his body that fast after he killed himself. And talk to any medical doctor in the universe where they would shoot themselves if they would commit suicide. Not one will say into the middle of the chest. Believe me.
No chance. No, none. This is what's going on here is guided, organized genocide of people who are on the front edge of health and healing. Our naturopaths, they're essential for our survival. And look what they're doing. What you're hearing from Leonard is the tip of the iceberg. This is a major national campaign to murder these people. Go ahead.
What happened was, now my book, The Only Answer to Cancer, 8 years ago when it came out, became really fast the most best-selling book of its kind for cancer patients. Now my new book is coming out in 10 days, The Only Cancer Patient Cure, which has 488 pages and will for the first time describe how the medical profession organized, how they destroyed naturopathic universities, naturopathic schools, naturopathic medicine, how they were convicted of conspiring to destroy the chiropractic profession. I explain where it's all coming from, where the crime of chemotherapy is coming from, and that it cannot help. It's impossible. It's mustard gas. Mustard gas after the Geneva Convention is forbidden as a war chemical, I explain that it only kills, that nobody ever has survived the medical treatment. That's why they are saying, you know, if you're still alive 5 years after the first diagnosis, right. even if you die a day later, right. even if you start dying the day they diagnose yeah, yeah, you, yeah. you're in their books as cured.
Yeah,
and I have cancer patients on stage in Germany now that I cured 30, 35 years ago. They are today on stage, my mom, which I cured from liver cancer, hepatitis C, and liver cirrhosis in a terminal stage, 6 months to live, 46 years ago.
Oh, right.
I had her on
so
stage two months ago. I had her on stage. They're on my website, Dr. Leonard Coldwell.
Dr. Leonard Coldwell, Coldwell. That was a really good interview Friday night. You can find it on YouTube. Jeff and Dr. Leonard Coldwell. The GC microphage activating factor in the Nogalase. Remember, I reported on that right when that stuff was all breaking and these naturopaths were getting whacked. Now he's saying 133 of these people just in the U.S. alone have been whacked. And don't tell me it's just big pharma hit teams. No, the government's got to be in on this. And hell, you think they like me playing this stuff? You think they like Rents playing that stuff? And these people are being murdered? This is insane. Where's Craig Sawyer? Okay, he's worried about Trump's life. We need this guy to – we need him and all the SEAL teams to protect naturopathic physicians, for God's sake. I mean, it's been a long show, and I want to thank all the listeners. I want to thank all the callers. This was a really good show. And, you know, it's encouraging that so many people, you know, get into the material. And I probably got to 45% of everything I had together, but it is what it is. You know, we're facing a time of testing and trial, you know, whether it's the power grid, whether it's a real or fake hit on Trump, whether it's civil unrest, race, you know, contrived race, synthetic race war, real race war under the synthetic planners and heavy hitters in this thing. I mean, a war with North Korea, China, whatever, economic upheaval. The war on cash. I didn't even get to this article about just India and China alone, the way that these governments are going to war on cash and the way transactions are done in China and India electronically and how much more deeper they are and Sweden is than we are. It's just insane. And so, you know, be ready for what comes. Be ready to go back to the old school that our grandparents and great-grandparents had to deal with. You know, creature comforts. They're not going to last forever. The power grid, whatever. Roving gangs of road warrior-type buffoons running around. You know, get yourself a rifle. Have a lot of rounds, have a shotgun, so forth and so on. You don't want too many platforms. I know people with so many platforms. I'm like, what are you going to do with all those guns, dude? You could field a platoon, but what's going to happen when the thugs come? You know, you don't want so many platforms that you're going to be weighed down when you need to go mobile. Like my boy Howling Sarge said on YouTube, more ammo, less platforms. Okay, but everybody, you know, take a deep breath. This universe is not our creation. It's the Creator's creation. We're just in it. We've got a lot of evil people that are trying to put us into upheaval in all forms and sectors. But it's still interesting to be alive and watch all this and watch all these jerks that have sold out to evil. And their little machinations. I mean, I got so much stuff I didn't even get to, but I hope the program was cool. I hope everybody liked it. Had a lot of people calling in, and so we're going to go ahead and cut it off. And I want to thank Ken, the man down there in Texas. It goes through all my crap and plays all my clips and tries to keep it all together, taking the caller. So without Ken, I couldn't do the show the way I do it. And so I want to thank him, and hopefully we'll see you guys next week. And everybody stay safe and stay aware, and keep listening to Incendiary Radio. Keep listening to RBN. Thanks, everybody. And Ken, go ahead and take it away.
August moon, where are you? August moon, over the sea. August moon, where are you? August moon, do you believe in August moon? Let me follow you. In August moon, let me follow you, dear. August moon, where are you? August moon, over the sea. August moon, where are you? August moon, do you believe in August moon?
Life is a short, warm moment. Death is a long, cold rest. You get your chance to try in a twinkling of an eye. 80 years with luck or even less. So all aboard for the American tour. And maybe you'll make it to the top. Mind how you go, and I can tell you, cause I know you may find it hard to get off.
Which is adjusted within the soul according to metaphysics. Why would the United Nations expect the creation process of the soul to be eliminated in the DNA? That's a question for you. In other words, if you were to take the concept of the infrastructure which we talk about, and chloramine caused health damage. My estimate at that time when I wrote chloramine caused health damage and placed it in, I placed the figure for the water alone at $16 trillion. The national debt was close to $16 trillion. It came out in the formation of 2006, 2008, 2009 on Parker Pathways on the face hover page of RBN, facing you. This is why I talk of the frustration of action. Where is the action? Everybody says, oh, people in Charlotte, the thing that passed, the person killed somebody with their cars, which is absolutely abominable. But no one pays any attention to the process of the fact of where the seed starts. You see, you have the American Society of Civil Engineers have estimated that the infrastructure, the water infrastructure in the United States of America in 1988, when the government had already placed the sensor chemicals within the drinking water system. And the EPA in 1998 was already fining water disposal units $10,000 a day if they did not add the sterilants in the drinking water, as advocated by Dr. John Holden. The science and technologies are later for a fellow by Obama, who nobody had heard of. So you ask yourself, where did the genesis of that concept come from? So the American Society of Civil Engineers felt that the federal, state, and government spending on the infrastructure would be $93 billion and be increased and should be increased to $186 billion using what they had estimated as 2016 value of the dollar. So Warren Buffett, knowing that, bought up the railroads. He knew that there wasn't any way that you could have radioactive water, and the process of the water from the future of horizontal drilling, which turned out to be fracking, which is contaminated and reduced the Arugala water table of the United States. Pickens out of Texas, who was an oil man, got out of the oil business and went into the water business. The poison concept, you have an outlay of a 10-year time period of $250 billion a year, and the concept to reach it at 2017, which it is today. That's what the expected figure should be, $250 billion. So guess what got the money? It was the freighting, the railroads. They got the money. It's the only sector that's owned and financed by private corporations and investors. That should be a valuable piece of information for you, for those people that are out there that are working out on the facets of it. You know, before the break, you know what the hypothetical amount that you had for all the information I've given you over the past 10 years. Medical and otherwise, hypothetical, it would have been that $1.5 million. Just pickering away, $10 here on that stock, working this whole thing. Interest rates have been raised by the Federal Reserve very recently, twice. You have the development of the volatile indexes that three times has been varied. And China owns 20% of America. In the process, because when Panetta gave me the information, the folder which created that show of Parker Pathways, which has never been recovered, the title of that show was Selling America, because America was for sale, and it still is for sale. When President Clinton gave the Chinese, the patents on the missiles? Where in the hell do you think that they gave part of that to? They gave it to North Korea because they had an interest within the process of it. Putin, in not any more than a week ago, from Russia, said North Korea is not a missile country, it's a mineral country. And he's absolutely right. President Clinton got $10,000. The Korean guy went to prison. The Chinese guy went to prison. And China got all our patents in a briefcase. I never forgave President Bill Clinton for that. I didn't give a damn what he did in the turn of the process. Everybody talks about Monica Lewinsky, and all the women get upset when they hear about it. And, oh, the way he abused Monica Lewinsky. And you think, well, that's between them. Women have been complaining for years. The poor woman sitting in the side. I love women. But get a grip. Who do you think were the couriers of giving the missiles to the Chinese? It was a female network. You see, at the other end of the break,
you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Organ Pathways, rock and roll. I want to make sure I get Roxanne from Texas. We don't have a lot of minutes on the first hour. Hi, Roxanne.
Hi, I just wanted to let you know, in 206, Berkeley found two gas clouds in Orion. They have a helical magnetic field. It's a corkscrew configuration. One's in the belt where your hoptogram or your beads on a string are, and the other's in the shield. It's a perfect vacuum, and it makes stars. It's your Zeeman effect. So, now, fast forward to Marcus Vitruvius Pollio. He was the architect for Julius and Augustus Caesar. He was the inspiration for Da Vinci's Vitruvius Man. He wrote in his ninth book, "Our pole shift not ground to sky orientation to Orion. We lost our calibration timing signal. It knocked us off the celestial equator cross and out of touch with home base Orion, our fall from grace. We need to survive the Polaris pole shift into Aquarius." That's some heavy duty stuff there, isn't it?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and one real quick thing about your Hopi Indians. In 1932, I think his name was Alfred Kidder. He stole more than 10,000 Hopi items, and they're up at that in Massachusetts at the Peabody Museum. Maybe you can help get that stuff back to people.
That's a good thing to hear. That, yeah. Listen, Roxanne, you're right on the case, and that's exactly what we're talking about. You see, don't go away for a few seconds we have left with each other. The thing is that when you look at the cosmic myths about the formation of our particular planet and our galaxy system, they talk extensively how the water was formed, how the forest and the thing, and they always related it to animals and because of the image system. But the code for creating the animals was given from the constellation Orion.
Yes. And Inky and his sister were the geneticists that worked over at Adam's Calendar over in South Africa. There, that's where they created the humans, or what we, yeah. You know, mixed the gene pool up there.
That's exactly right. In fact, the messenger RNA, which I was going to talk again about that today, it originates in its genetic primer from Africa. And in fact, when you get it into, you know, yeah. And so, oh, yes, when you start unfolding these things, you start to see why the monks didn't want the other four books of the Bible to be the Bible.
Well, they're the priests, and they got to keep the message to themselves and give us the scraps. And try to figure it out, you know.
You are so right. You are so
it's
right.
It's ridiculous.
Well, listen.
You know, the high priest. Well, you have a great day, sir.
And thank you for listening. And you call in again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I was, a different subject, but really not a different subject, is... We'll get back on it when we get into the second hour. But they had, there were two related diplomats in Cuba. I'm going to tell you about what happened to them. It relates to what we're talking about. Thank you very much for listening to the first live 3-hour program of Parker Pathways on the Public Broadcasting Network. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And we'll see you for the second and third live hours of Parker Pathway. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy?
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you...